Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What do I look like?
I don't know.
I'm
the golf pro, yeah. Not the goddamn.
Oh, no. I swear to God, I think sometimes they're going to call me to do their taxes.
Right.
Like, I'm an accountant.
And my husband's having a heart attack. Right. Could you come over,
right.
Please?
It's right. I'm just a golf pro.
Right.
I mean, I'm probably the lowest level of intelligence in the neighborhood, they're calling me.
This is the ZabeCast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go! Here we go!
Feeling kind of mean.
Tuesday, November 14, 2023. Thank you very much for downloading. I'm in the van tonight. And I'm going to be joined momentarily by my boys, Hatch and Ronis. Bryant Hatcher, the Canadian Flash, former Cincinnati Bearcat, wide receiver to the Stars, now software salesperson to the Beltway Bandit bureaucracy to the Stars. And John Ronis, you know him from the Capital Golf Gang. He's not just about golf. He loves music, he loves dogs, and he follows all sports. But he's great at golf. We'll get to them in a second. They're about to show up here, and then we're going to record this podcast, and then we're going inside for a cocktail and some wonderful seafood at an establishment that is not paying us any money, so therefore they're not getting a plug today on the podcast. However, if there are any restaurants in the DMV, Northern Virginia area, or in Milwaukee when I'm in Milwaukee that would like to have me do this podcast from your restaurant for the free food, and a pluggy plug, let me know. Reach out. Zabe@yahoo.com. Okay, some mopping up to do here from the Michigan stuff from yesterday. Let me start with my good friend Kevin Werkus, the Silver Desert Fox, the former Marine, sorry, retired Marine. Don't call him a soldier. That's Army. Hoorah! Mr. Werkus took issue with my Michigan rant yesterday. He called it a rant. It's not necessarily a rant. Maybe I was ranting. But he said that he had to take issue with me saying that Ohio State was, in fact, the, you know, the backbone of the Big Ten Conference. He reminds me Michigan is the winningest program in the history of the NCAA. Not Ohio State, not Alabama, not Texas, or anyone else. Usually it's just Andy with the wrong hot takes. This time it was you. He also complained about how they suspended Harbaugh when he was on the plane on a Friday, on a holiday. And I said to Kevin, I'm like, okay, fair point. If I put it that way, that's incorrect. To me, the Big Ten is Michigan and Ohio State, or Ohio State and Michigan. They are the twin backbones of the conference. And they're both made for each other historically, and they're also made for being in the Big Ten together. May they never part, Ohio State and Michigan, as absolute blood rivals. But that said, regarding Harbaugh, and this is what I had to say to my friend Kevin, I said, look, I love it that Michigan is back. It makes things much spicier. I love the helmets. I love the uniforms. I love the tradition. It's great. And I used to be quite pro-Harbaugh, despite him being such a hard paw. That was the nickname I gave him after the shake, the handshake, when he was with the Niners and Jim Schwartz, then head coach at Detroit. Even though he was Jimmy Hardpaw, I sort of kind of appreciated his psychoticness. But now it's just gone around the bend. It's to the point of Harbaugh is revealing himself to be a sociopath. Like, he's just nuts. And I said to Kevin, I go, you do know they have you dead to rights, right? You know that. All these excuses about, well, the coaches, they didn't prove the coaches knew anything about it. Please, child. Please. And all the due process, this due process. Listen, the season is burning right now. It's cooking. They couldn't wait. Waiting, justice delayed is justice denied. When there's something like this, you can't just go, well, let's do an 18-month investigation and see what happens at the end of it. You can't slow walk this thing. Something had to be done. And I said they're cooked because Michigan was revealed to have a multi-year organized cheating scheme that was certainly delivering some kind of advantage. Well, how do you know that? Well, because they did it, and they endorsed it, and they allowed it to operate, and they allowed this guy Connor Stallions, a crazy little zilch of a nobody, to be right there on the sidelines, and maybe to be on Central Michigan sidelines. I'd really want to hear about that explanation. That explanation will come out, prediction, sometime in July on a Friday afternoon, like, oh, yeah, it turns out he actually was invited there by Jim McElwain. What? When we've all forgotten about it. But they've got him dead to rights, so there's no point, if you're a Michigan fan, of trying to wriggle out of this one. And if they didn't do anything wrong, then why'd you suspend Stallions? Why not say, well, here's who he is, here's what he does, and we'll organize a press conference if you want. It's an obvious reason why they didn't do that. So stop it with the whole, you can't prove anything, no evidence, the timing, everything else. Sadly, the party is either over or about to be over with Harbaugh leaving to wherever he leaves this winter. I think there should be an appropriate penalty for what the full scope of the investigation shows, and that's going to take some time. And when I say appropriate, I don't mean necessarily hammer them. I mean, really think it out and go, here's what's appropriate, because there are lots of different ways to cheat in college football. Duh. And maybe after Harbaugh's gone, Michigan gets another new great coach that I hope can keep Michigan on the same level as Ohio State, because that's what makes it fun. So that's my unified take on all of this. Also, as for leaving the Big Ten, talk about big take my ball and go home and cry to mommy energy. Oh, my God. Big Blue, how about Big Baby? Stop it with this. You guys need the Big Ten. It's a huge part of your brand. And, yes, they need you. But the thought of we're going to go independent or we're going to go to the SEC, get out of here with that nonsense, okay? By the way, I think that Michigan has a good shot of going to the CFP anyway, by hook or by crook, with Sharon the cry vulgar baby as your interim head coach. They're that good. The fact that, and this blew me away, that Penn State was the first team to run a play inside the 10 against Michigan all year, and then they ran five plays inside the 10 and went nowhere, and then had to kick a field goal, that's amazing. That's how nasty Michigan is. Legit nasty. But let's not kid ourselves. You cheated. You had a massive cheating scheme going on, and you got caught. Of course, that does not dissuade everybody from jumping in. Man, did I get this Michigan man upset at me. My man Patrick Hallis. I love you, Patrick. Good grief, he says. Zabe, you have no idea how football works. You really don't. Oh, the patronizing and the condescension already out of the gate. Strong opening, Patrick. I continue. This infraction is a simple rule violation in which the NCAA even considered dropping in 2019 because it does not provide any substantial way. Look that up. I think what you meant to say was it does not provide any advantage in a substantial way. Again, you had a massive multi-year scheme with a matrix of people and spreadsheets. Stop it with the, it had no substantial advantage. It had some advantage because you were doing it. If a team can't disguise its signs, then shame on them. Okay, that's a straw man argument, because nobody can fully disguise their signs when there's another team with a full-on spy unit out there working on decoding them. That's a next level thing. Ohio State and Rutgers fed Purdue our signs before the Big Ten championship. Okay. Go ahead, prove that. Offer the evidence, prove it, and see what the NCAA or the Big Ten does. You conveniently ignore that. It's not that I'm ignoring it. I'm focusing on the real issue. Michigan's cheating. What has happened here is that the precedent has been set that any team can hire a private investigation firm on an opponent and demand that team's head on a spike. Oh, my God, the fucking drama. And leaving the Big Ten, yes, I will tell you this. The sentiment is true over here. You conveniently omit any discussion of the sheer speed at which the conference acted. Sportsmanship, give me a fucking break. This douche commissioner waited till the plane was in the air, and late in the afternoon, the day before the biggest game, on a public and court holiday. This has nothing to do with sportsmanship, and you cannot see it. Time to stop listening to you for some time. Oh, well, he didn't hear my response then. Somebody who knows Patrick Hallis, email him. And let them know, you're being too dramatic. You got caught. You're getting punished. Harbaugh's taking the brunt of the punishment. You lost nothing else. He can still coach during the week. You got off light, all things considered. You should have never been in bed with Connor fucking Stallions. You should have said at some point, okay, this is too big. This is crazy. And if it works and we're really killing it, the other coaches are going to figure out, wait, what are they doing? How do they know all this? Because they watch tape too, and then they're going to be pissed off, and then they're going to say, hey, what the fuck is going on here? And yeah, they might hire a private investigation firm. That, you know, wouldn't you? If someone is doing it to you, Michigan, wouldn't you do that? Of course you would.
And then there is this. I did fuck up. I got to mess this up. I got to mop this up. Trent W. says, Zabe, you said Michigan had been wandering in the wilderness with a series of football coaches, and you named Lloyd Carr as part of the group. Well, yeah, Carr won a national championship at Michigan, something Bo Schembechler never achieved. Cue the sound of Ray Kidding Sideshow Bob. Yes, in my overzealous attempt to rattle off some coaches' names, I lumped the one good one in with all the bad ones. Brady Hoke, Rich Rod, there's probably a couple others in there as well. Okay, with that said, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, the boys will climb in the van with me. You are listening to the Zabecast.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Event.
Oh, there we go. The boys are in the van.
Working.
What's that?
DC at an event. I was in D.C. at an event.
You were in D.C. and you're out here in Leesburg in less than an hour. That's amazing.
Yep. Well.
Can you hear yourself there, Hatch? You good?
Hold on. Let me put it back on.
Okay, there you go.
I can hear all myself.
Right. I can't.
You can't? Okay, nope. You're on two. That's the problematic one. How's that now, Hatch?
Hello.
No, I think nope. That was mine, Zabe.
Okay, that was yours?
Now.
How about you now, Hatch?
Yes.
Better now?
That's better.
All right, boys.
All right.
Here we is. Ronis was off today mowing his grass, I guess for the last time all year.
I don't know.
You had grass still growing?
Yeah, but you know what? It's more just trying to get the leaves blown into a certain direction.
How do you shut this door?
Oh, here.
Oh, there you
there
go.
There you go. You got
all right,
it?
There we go. Yeah.
It's all right, electronical.
Good. Yeah, I feel like I should drive you guys somewhere.
I
you
know,
where
I
could do this.
Like, what's the cash? The cash?
Cash cab? Cash
cab. Taxi or whatever. Right. Cash cab. Yeah,
we can sing back here.
did you guys ever watch Taxi Cab Confessions?
I've seen it.
I think
on
I
HBO.
Have. Yes. Yeah.
It was a hell of a series because you get people drunk in the back of a cab, or you just get a cabbie who's good at kind of getting people to talk.
Right.
The shit that they would say, these people would say. And couples, too. Very funny.
Oh.
And then they would hit
them
up.
They were all banged up, too. It was late at night.
Yep, exactly.
Exactly right. So how we been, boys?
Spectacular. Yourself?
I love it, man. How are things out at River Creek?
Good.
People still golfing?
Good. Oh, it's insane.
Hatcher, are you done for the season here?
I need to get out because I haven't played in a couple months.
Couple months?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Well, actually, I take that back. I went down to Orlando.
Okay.
And my girl lives on a golf course.
Where?
It's not in Orlando. It's Winter Garden.
Whoa, whoa.
She says, don't say Orlando. I live in Winter Garden.
Oh, of course.
In a gated community.
Yes.
So I took
my clubs down there, and then after everyone was off the course, like right before dark, I would go out there, and it was a par four.
Just one hole. Like she has her own cart?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, okay.
So I would just walk and walk and tee off and then walk down and then walk back and tee off again.
Yeah, sounds like River Creek.
Hatcher, a black man just – going out on a golf course like that without paying. You're taking your life in your hands, man. Florida, too.
Well, you know what the funny thing is? So she lives in the wrong spot on the golf course, 220 yards to the right.
Perfect.
On a par four.
Perfect.
So I'm sitting there working because, I work from home. So I'm sitting there working. I hear ding, ding.
Of course, all day.
Bing, and I'm like... So I go out there, and first I didn't go out there. I look through the window and see the guys come, and then I see them coming in the yard.
And they do.
Oh, yeah.
I hear a house, I don't go near it.
I opened up the door and then went and sat, like, in the chair on the patio. And then they saw me. They're like, oh.
Oh, they're petrified.
And then
black guy.
Yeah.
Then they called 911.
Oh, let me get out of this yard real quick. I saw one of them digging in the bushes, in the inner bush, right in front of her window.
For a Pro V1.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable.
So,
speaking of balls in yards, how about this story? Ronis, tell Hatcher the kind of calls you get from homeowners at River Creek.
Oh.
Regarding.
Balls hanging out in yards?
Not even.
It is.
No,
it
not
is,
even balls.
Well, balls and everything else hanging out in yards.
They've called John.
I have Hatch. A man. Peeing in my yard.
No, that's not it.
Okay. Well, that happens all the time.
Okay.
What?
Oh, yeah. There's someone peeing in my yard.
A homeowner on the golf course calls John in the pro shop to say, there's a snake in my basement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What the hell are you calling me for?
Oh, there's a dead animal in my pool.
What do I look like?
I don't know.
I'm
the golf pro, not the goddamn.
Oh, no. I swear to God, I think sometimes they're going to call me to do their taxes.
Right.
Like, I'm an accountant.
And
my husband's having a heart attack.
Right.
Could you come over, please?
It's right. I'm just a golf pro.
Right.
I mean, I'm probably the lowest level of intelligence in the neighborhood, they're calling me.
And I have said to Ronis, well, you hang up on them, don't you? And you say.
No, you go.
You say.
You go.
You
find
go.
Them. I'm on, the fourth hole, and you go.
He says he makes house calls to deal with these
to.
Issues because he's that customer
I
service
have
oriented.
A collar in my office in case the stray dog call comes. Because
we get that
all the time. There's a dog walking on 14, frothing at the mouth. John, can you come get it? Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll be glad to.
Yeah. I'm animal control. Let me grab my other jacket.
Let me get
jacket.
My rabies shot
it says
first.
Animal control on the back.
It's unbelievable.
All right, so you buried the lead, Hatch. You said your girl in Florida.
Yeah.
Were you settling down again? Yeah?
Maybe?
Maybe. Okay, all right, good. Is it going well? How long have you guys been dating?
Yeah, how long is this?
8-9 months.
Oh, well,
have
that's
you met
good.
The parents?
Actually, I have.
They're dead.
Yeah.
No.
Hatch is at the age like all of us where it's like,
yeah
I'd meet the parents.
My dad's still alive, but my mom passed away. Yeah, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, good.
Do you like the parents? Did the parents play golf? Did the father play golf or the mother and father?
No.
All right, perfect.
No.
Okay, speaking of dogs, did you guys see Kirk Herbstreit's golden retriever?
Of course.
On the field before the Georgia game, look at that big, beautiful. Is that offensive to you as a football player?
Like, why you got your dog out here? I'm trying to run around.
I'm trying to get that
thing out of here.
Not a thing. It's a golden retriever. There's most perfect dog on the face of the earth.
Sheesh.
They are definitely something. Now, Hatch, do you own a dog?
No way.
No way. Have you ever?
I grew up with a dog, and you know why I don't have dogs?
No.
Because my mom told me when I went to visit her brother in California, and I begged him for a dog. I was going into the sixth grade. I went for the summer. She sent me out there for the summer. Begged him for a dog. He's like, man, you better ask your mother. I was like, all right. So I called her, and she was like, don't bring a dog home. What did I do? You brought the dog. You brought, flew on a plane with a dog under my seat, a 2 month old dog. And my mom gave me the dirtiest look when I came off that plane.
Well, she's right.
And you know what? Guess who took care of it for the rest of its life? Not me.
Of course. That's how it always works.
So I promised myself I was never going to fall for that.
Okay. Well that's good.
I only have four.
Okay. So when we were getting a dog for the first time, our family hatch, and we had never owned a dog before, we were asking around about breeds. And basically, Ronis, you said to me, and these words ring in my ear, said, I tell you what, you know, as long as you can deal with the hair, you get a golden retriever, that thing will be glued to your side, be your best friend for life.
Velcro dog. You got a great dog, though, Zabe.
We got a good dog.
Golden retriever is the greatest companion ever created on the earth.
They are beautiful dogs.
They are great dogs. Sorry. A lot of hair.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it's ridiculous.
So here's our treats called getting petted by the entire Georgia cheerleading staff. Tell me, like when you say all dogs go to heaven, I'm saying this dog is already in heaven. Because look at that. It's amazing. So anyway, on the football field, I guess it's probably wrong. But it's hard to resist. And I know this, Hutch. I someday want to go down to the Deep South, to the SEC.
Down there.
Yeah. Oh, just to experience it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We can go.
Alabama, Auburn?
We play.
Tickets are probably cheap.
Wow.
Nobody goes to that game anymore.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I mean, we played them both. Well, we didn't play Auburn. We played Kentucky and Alabama.
Okay. So while we're on college football, how about this Texas A&M story with Jimbo Fisher and the fact that Mississippi State, a day after they fired Jimbo, they're like, you know what? That sounds like a good idea. Our guy is gone as well. I believe it's the first known college game in which, yes, Mississippi State got completely run out of the building by A&M, 51-10.
Yep.
And A&M's like, we still don't like the way things are going, and we got to get rid of this guy at a cost of $76 million to get some other guy. And so they fired him, and then Mississippi State's like, we should probably fire our guy too. One game. Two teams, both coaches the next day, Ronis, gone.
That's terrible.
It's unbelievable, really.
And you know what the thing about it is?
$76 million.
That just tells you how much Texas and with no plan.
Right.
Why are you going to fire somebody with no plan?
Well.
At least you wait till the season's over.
They say there's important dates coming up.
Like what? The important date was, I read the article, the important date was Sunday. They had breakfast scheduled with recruits and families, and they fired them. So no one could show. They had no coach to show up to that.
Okay, well, maybe they didn't want the recruits to be scared off with, hey, I heard these rumors are going to be firing Jimbo, so, you know.
They actually fired him before he got fired. It broke out in the media that he was going to get fired before he even knew it.
Oh, my God.
That's normal.
So how would you feel if you're him? Your Jimbo.
You know what? Well, I think once you get into that business, you know it's coming.
You're hired to be fired.
You know it's coming.
Are you laughing your ass off at the $76 million?
Yeah.
He took off. So here's what I heard. After the game, he usually gets with his coaches. He never showed up in the locker room, and he took off and went straight to his ranch, left.
Yeah, well, he knew.
So, yeah, he left.
He knew. He knew already.
Yep.
He probably got the, could you get in my office on Monday morning or whatever, on Sunday morning? And he knew then he was over.
Okay, but that said, you know, these are guys who have been highly successful in their career and their profession, and they have pride and egos. It's got to sting a bit.
Yeah, but all
it
things
ain't
must
all about
down.
Money.
All things must pass.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course you're a competitor.
You're a competitor. You feel like, you know, a shithead. You're like, I failed. Yeah. Like, I failed at this job, even though I had some success.
Yeah, but what
1 year.
It's all relative. It's all relative.
1 year.
Did you fail? You made it to the pinnacle of the sport, coaching. You set up generations income-wise with millions and millions of dollars. If you can sit back and say, did I fail? No. Am I a Hall of Famer? Did I win a national championship? Yeah, in those regards. But he already failed at Florida State.
I know. You're speaking like a golf coach right now. You've got that psychobabble going on.
Didn't he win a national championship? He won a national championship at Florida State, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Jameis,
right, Jameis Winston. Yeah.
With the crab leg kid.
Right.
Eating a win.
Now they can just take him and nobody cares now.
Right, exactly. Right. Funny how that is.
I know,
he doesn't have
works.
To steal his crab
right.
legs. He would have a crab leg endorsement deal.
Right,
all
exactly.
The crab legs
now
you can
walk
eat.
Into Publix and really get them for free.
No, the thing is this, Ronis. I don't disagree that it's you're not a failure. It's the position of the job. You're hired to be fired, right?
Yeah.
But you can think that, but you got to feel. You got to feel like you failed. I would feel like I failed.
Oh,
I think,
he feels bad.
Yeah, I mean, Jimbo. Yeah.
Anyone who gets fired is going to feel right. bad for a certain period yeah. of time.
Even with yeah. the money. And this right. is yeah. something that a lot of my younger colleagues at the radio station who are making nothing. It's embarrassing what the radio industry pays to our low-level guys, our entry-level guys, our producers, our board ops, et cetera. It's worse than, you know.
Assistant golf pros?
Close.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
The same. Hours are yeah. a little better, actually, in radio. they make you work longer in golf yeah. to make the same shitty salary. Yeah. But what they don't get is they're like, I wouldn't give a shit. I got all that money. And I'm like, yeah, but the reason they got all the money was because they grinded away to get to that spot. That's, I think Jimbo yeah, started at like 20 coach. Grand a year sure. in 1981 or something coaching.
Yep.
And that and was before, it. Wait, that was before, that was after he was a grad assistant for free.
And oh, whatever, really?
Yeah, you usually start
oh, I'm
off,
sure, yeah.
you usually start off as a grad assistant.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, which is free.
Getting your master's and your
yep,
army coaching
and
your, staff.
Oh, and they dog you bad. Sure. The players dog you and the coaches dog
Did
you.
Did you dog your grad assistants oh, at yeah. Cincinnati?
Yep. In fact, he's still there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's like the assistant director of operations, been there for 30-something years.
Because
when
is
I go
happy?
Out there, I see him. I
is
go,
he happy?
Widekam, how you doing, man?
Who is it?
His name's Widekam.
Widekam.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Widekam. Been there, looking all gray and everything now and old. And he was like 1 year older than me. Right. You
is
know,
he,
my senior right. year.
Is he happy?
He's grad. Yeah, he
probably
stays.
Is. Well, that's the thing about these
Cincinnati.
Coaches. They love everything about this. So the abruptness of being fired is always going to sting for these guys because they don't maybe have anything else to do.
That's oh, why yeah. they
Shame.
Go back into it.
I know.
You think Jimbo Fisher's going to stay retired?
Well,
no, he'll
know,
go back and coach again. You got $76 million. Why do you need to coach
again? We were talking
again?
Back and forth about, you know, Belichick, and, you know, we're maybe going to talk a little bit about that. But
yeah.
why does he need – like, if at the end of the season, if they part ways, which they should – you know, I'm a Patriots guy. I had season tickets. They should part ways. Shouldn't he just ride off into the sunset
you
with six
think.
Super Bowls? But they just, whether it's the power or they just need to have something to do when they wake up in the morning, and it's all they know.
That's all they know. And when you work in 14, 15-hour days for
right.
20, 30 years.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you
going to
do?
Or
yeah,
whatever
what
it's
they
called
have,
all
they
day
don't
long.
Know what to do.
And, right.
They're just
his,
as bad as the players
yeah.
when they get out of their sport.
And their
his,
wife doesn't want them around or
right,
girlfriend.
Right, because they grew up with
right.
them not being around.
Right.
Yeah. His sunset is grinding over game film
yeah.
for 12 hours. That's his sunset.
Loves it.
So when you say, you know, why doesn't he, or you don't say, but when some people might say, why doesn't Belichick just embrace riding off into the sunset? Guys like him, there is no sunset. The sunset
no.
is the daily grind
right.
yep.
of doing what he does. And certainly when coaches get really old, like Bobby Bowden, they were afraid if they fired him, he'd die. Shortly
yes.
after, because the will to live and do what you do is suddenly taken away. It's kind of why Lee Corso is still on College Game
Which
Day.
He has no business
right.
being on there. Oh,
it's,
my.
Right.
It's
I'm
terrible,
like, you
isn't
guys,
it?
I'm like, man. And then Herb Street feels so bad for him. He, like, talks for him
yeah,
and, like,
no.
helps him
they,
out.
They
and, like,
know.
He's like his – it's like Herb Street's child sitting
right.
next to him.
Yeah. And at one point they were doing their picks, and they go to Lee, and he's like, I'm taking Iowa State because – they're at home. All right, good answer.
Exactly.
All right, good enough.
I'm like, come on. They got rid of all those people and still haven't got rid of Lee Corso. Wow.
Yeah, they might not even be paying him anymore.
All right, so while we're on that, what are you guys' thoughts on McAfee? Hatch, what do you think of McAfee?
I liked him at the beginning, but the shtick has worn off.
It's getting to be a bit much, isn't
oh
it?
Oh, my God. It's too much.
Dave,
and you're
I
a punter.
I can't stand him.
It's too what much. His shtick is
Let me tell
way
you something.
Too – he's way over the top.
The guys okay. walk into the shop every day, and they turn the TV on ESPN.
Who are the guys?
My assistants.
Young guys,
okay? So
20s?
It's just one of those things. You walk in, you put
yeah,
the TV
like
on.
Yeah, same what I do in the morning.
McAfee's on there for 7 hours every single day, and it is the tank top
yep.
and the spewing.
Dude, bro.
Stand
yeah.
up.
And it's just like, come on. On and it drives me insane. I can't even stomach him.
I can't either.
I just
really?
Can't.
And on top of that,
him.
You were a punter.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about
you were a
him.
Goddamn punter. You ain't never make a tackle in your life.
Ah, he did though.
I'm going to call up my phone. I'm sure he talks about it.
Oh, yeah, they play it a lot, too.
The one tackle he made.
He definitely laid a guy out. But, you know, a punter laying a...
No one's looking for a punter.
Laying a kick returner out.
How many people ran by you? And you looked like a fool as he ran by you.
And you tried to trip him.
Right.
Kicking your legs out.
I mean, I get he needed to do something to separate himself to be able to get to that point to get the job, right?
Yeah, but why?
He needed to be some... Because he's a punter.
Yeah, I know, but why did he even get the job?
Well, look, I believe he's got entertainment value.
Yes.
I believe he's got a good sellable act. I just think it is a bit much on College Game Day because he's used to being the show, and on College Game Day, you want the show to be the games, right?
And they got him sitting right in the middle. Come on. You know how they strategically sit people. They sit them how they want you to see him. He sits in the middle.
Yeah. You know, College
Game. He's the third chair from left to right.
Right.
First chair, it goes Howard.
Desmond Howard's over here on the end. Kirk Herbstreit's on the far end. Those two are on the ends. Then it goes.
McAfee's in the middle with Reese Davis.
Yes. He's in the middle. Mm-hmm. He's the front and center of your TV.
Yeah.
Why? With that big old belt buckle that he likes to wear.
And he's usually in a tank top.
Yeah, or takes off his shirt.
Not when it's cold, that's for sure.
And every school he's at is the greatest school in the world.
Yeah, you know.
He leans into it, though. I can't.
Where did he even go to school?
West Virginia.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're temporarily experiencing difficulties. Please stand by.
Last year and the year before, you definitely had them, and they had the basically the scouting report on their wrist.
Wow.
So they'd have a guy come up, third hitter, blah, blah, blah.
And takes,
you know, doesn't hit the outside curveball too well, and they'd hit him on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Funny thing about scouting reports, I remember seeing the scouting reports that our coaching staff at UC Santa Barbara, the Harvard of the West, would prepare because I was the young Cub play-by-play man, so I'm with the team, so I could actually look at them, right? And they'd be incredibly detailed after all the assistants put this stuff together. They'd say, okay, you know, they got this guy, Brian Doyle. He's a 6'7 forward. He's boxy, got good touch, but he doesn't have much range. If he gets the ball in the post, I want you to gap him to the inside shoulder. Make sure you get help on the other side. They have the hole laid out, right? Game starts. Guy comes down. The kid does nothing that was in the game plan.
Right.
Absolutely fucking nothing. Like, all the things they pointed out, like, just make sure to do this and this. And he did the wrong things. And I thought, man, these assistant coaches, who also aren't making a lot of money, have to be saying to themselves, what the fuck am I doing?
Right. What a waste of time.
Right. Because he's a 19-year-old kid.
That's right.
Who
right.
got laid last night, and he thinks he's in love.
He forgot
about the scouting report.
And then all you guys did was say, give it to Brian Shaw and get out of the way.
Fuck yeah, Brian Shaw. How'd you know about Brian Shaw?
Brian Shaw played for the Celts.
He did play for the Celts.
Yes, right.
One of our best ever exports to the NBA. Yep. Former coach of the Lakers briefly
there, that's right, as well.
Okay, what else do you want to get to before we go inside? Let's talk about your choice.
Let's talk about the top teams and who we think is going to
– In the NFL.
In the NFL.
How about your Cowboys? Can I get a Cowboy heat check on you because
Dallas
you're –
Dallas can't beat – anyone of substance.
So yeah,
they can
still...
beat the suckers. They can beat the suckers like they supposed to and can't beat anyone worth anything.
They're not going to get past San Francisco,
and they can't get past Philadelphia.
So the Philly loss hurt you as a Cowboy fan.
I knew they weren't going to win.
They came close.
They're three-point
Moral victory.
They're going to depend on moral victory.
Micah Parsons said, I feel good about it, even though we lost.
Yeah. Okay. So that's just getting you prepared for the next game.
Okay. So you're still out on the Cowboys, even though you're.
I think they're very good.
Win one playoff game, lose the next.
Depends on the matchup.
The Lions went into L.A., slugged it out with the Chargers. High scoring game. Dan Campbell, balls the size of church bells, turns down a field goal from 43 to take the lead, goes for it, gets a first down, squeezes out the clock. Kicks a field goal with zeros and runs off the field. This fucking guy. I like this guy.
I like Dan Campbell, too. He's a player's coach. But the problem with Detroit is they haven't been there before.
True.
And that's why they got spanked a couple weeks ago.
They did. They weren't ready for it. Baltimore said, watch this.
Right, bah, bah. Exactly.
Okay. Packers, Vikings, Bears going nowhere in the East. Other than the Eagles and the Cowboys, Commanders and Giants, doesn't matter. Giants are legendarily bad, by the way.
Right.
Horrible. Right.
Brian Daboll went from hero to zero
quickly. The whole NFC South is a waste of time. Saints, Bucks, Falcons, Panthers, yep. Ball them up, throw them away. There's no good there. The Niners got back on track. Dominant win after a bye week, and they had lost three in a row. They crushed Jacksonville.
Yep.
Seattle's 6-3 as well. Let's get a heat check on them.
That is
Seattle?
They're not. They're about as good as the Steelers.
Okay.
Right.
You
same.
Know, just an imaginary.
Same, yeah.
Imaginary.
Well, I think it's good
great
coaching.
Coach.
Good coaching.
Both.
Got them both.
Yep. Both are great coaches.
Great coaching. Yeah. Getting them both to hang on to 6-3.
All right. In the AFC, let's start in the East. The Dolphins atop at 6-3. The Bills are playing in about 30 minutes.
Yep.
On Monday Night
Bills
Football.
Bills are nothing.
Yeah, Bills aren't going to cut it. It's going to be Dolphins,
it's,
you know,
and I'm going to tell you what people don't want to talk about. Josh Allen turns the ball over.
Big
yeah,
little,
everyone wants
little
to talk
Farvish.
About it. Great. Yes, there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah.
Great comparison.
Yep,
turns the ball Farvish. Over at the most inconvenient time.
Everything is pickup ball to him.
Yeah.
And that's going to kill you in the big time.
Yep. Exactly. And when you get to the playoffs, what does he do? Turn it over in the playoffs.
Yeah, especially if they're playing at home.
So you're buying the Dolphins?
Full
buying. I love
if they're at home,
right?
Okay.
Home. You don't want them in Buffalo, which you know they probably won't be, but you don't want them in a cold climate.
They gave Buffalo all they wanted last year in the playoffs in Buffalo.
Yeah,
came with.
I mean, they're 3-point shooters, as I say about them in Dallas.
Yes.
You know, you got
yeah,
it.
You
if they're
it.
Hot, they're not going to get beat.
Okay, Ravens 7-3.
Ravens are the same thing as Dallas.
They have been so far,
teams.
Right?
Beat the teams you're supposed to beat and then lose dumb games, one or two dumb games, and then can't beat any of the top teams.
They're just
they're
a little inconsistent.
They're a second-tier team in the AFC, second
they
tier.
They gave up 14 and 15-point leads Sunday to the Browns. That's
yeah.
pretty bad.
They've
right
given
there.
Up the
yeah.
most fourth-quarter leads in the NFL.
Wow.
How about the whole division, by the way? The Steelers are a very fraudulent 6-3.
Yep.
They're the first team, I think, since they kept stats on this, that has been outgained in every game
mm-hmm.
with a 6-3 record or better in nine games. The Browns have a great defense. Deshaun Watson is hurt, and he may not be that good when he's not hurt. And the Bengals are 5-4, where they were looking good until they got beat on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah,
they're not that good. Yeah.
Jaguars 6-3. Got smoked by the Niners, the Texans hatch.
I can't believe
CJ Stroud.
Finally,
he's that dude.
Finally, an Ohio State quarterback has gotten on the map because those sorry chumps haven't been worth a damn. Just like Alabama quarterbacks.
Right.
Ain't been worth a damn to the league.
Until Jalen Hurts and Tua now.
Yes.
And maybe Bryce Young.
Hurts got ejected from Alabama. He wasn't good enough.
Okay. The Texans 5-4, Colts Titans. Who cares? Yeah. The Chiefs at 7-2,
and the rest of that
they're
division
still,
stinks.
They're
and then the rest
the,
stinks.
Yeah, the Chiefs are still the top dog in the AFC. Their defense is playing well now. This is the first time they've had a good defense.
I think Miami's still top.
What happens when Taylor Swift breaks up with Kelce right before the playoffs?
Not gonna
writes you, a killer song about the breakup because that's what she does. It goes mega platinum. Kelce is devastated, goes in the tank,
not.
And they lose in the playoffs.
I would hope he doesn't get devastated.
Oh, it's love, Hush.
Oh, man. I can't wait to talk to him at the Alumni Cincinnati.
That's right. That's right. He's a Bearcat.
Yep. Him and his brother. And they come back every year.
Yeah.
To the tournament because I talked to him because me and him.
Well, maybe she'll be with him.
JC, who we had on the show.
Yeah, JC Treader.
Pearson,
right.
Yeah, he knows JC, so we talk about JC.
Okay.
Well, maybe she'll come with him for the alumni dinner.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Did you see
she's played there before, I'm sure. There's money in Cincinnati.
True. Yeah.
Did you see that she changed the lyrics to her song, Karma, to say Karma's a guy from the Chiefs and all the Swifties went nuts? Did you see?
Oh, she did?
Yeah, did you see her leading him around by the hand? Him behind her as they went ducked in and out of restaurants and backstage. Is it ever okay to have your woman lead you
and
like
you know
a dog?
What? She's got
more
his,
money than
all
him.
Of his money.
I know.
In
times
her wallet.
Two. Times two.
Yeah, she's carrying that in a little purse.
I don't know, man. I think the optics are not good.
I don't think so either. Fine. I don't think it's a good.
Don't hold hands. If you want me to follow you because you know where you're going or your security is leading the way, fine.
Right.
I'm not going to hold your hand
as
like
you pull me along.
Right.
Yeah. And on top of that, the optics aren't good because she just ain't a good person to be going out with.
Look at her relationships. Two Hall of Famers right there. Oh, everyone has her. Just all of hers are in the public.
No,
I'm driving you guys.
I like Taylor. She's incredibly talented.
I don't know. He shouldn't be.
All right, I'm driving you guys up to the restaurant. Let's go in. Let's have some food. Let's have a drink or two. And it's good to see you, boys.
Go UConn style with the lobster rolls
UConn,
or whatever you guys go
roll,
get.
UConn style.
Husky
go
style,
Huskies.
Baby. Go Huskies. All right, thanks
Here's
for listening.
I tell you, I got a new Jeep. You're parking right in front of
it. Oh, sweet. I won't scratch it. Okay. That'll do it for the Zabecast today. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we will see you next time.
Have a nice day.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.